This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.
He's so good!
How has Dominique been lately?
Bad or good?
Let's find out. This is Roses and Thorns.
Roses and Thorns with my wife, Ashley.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
Nah.
Okay, sorry. I wanted to ask that before we got too comfortable.
I mean, you could have asked it before I did my counting.
I know. Here, just do it again. It's been fun the whole time.
No, that's all right. I like to keep rolling. Keep it natural for the folks.
So natural.
How mad would you be at me if you had lipstick on your teeth and I didn't say anything? You just did I lied to you, did the whole episode. Lipstick on your teeth.
It would be kind of funny. You know who would definitely do that to me? Declan.
Your sister hasn't learned. She gave him my phone again, and like I had to take it back.
Oh, did he post stuff?
No, he didn't. I took it from him before he could. But she just, last time we went to Miami, Declan.
Lauren, or in Colorado. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, in Colorado. Yeah.
That long
Lauren, Ashley's sister, went with us, and Declan would take her phone to play with and then just post the most unflattering photos of her on her Instagram and just make jokes about it and put it up.
And he's done it to me a couple times, but like, and my cousin will be like, Declan, like texting, but he has my phone. Declan, give your mom her phone back. Like whoever catches it first.
Yeah, so he had been doing that. That was in spring break. And last night we had a celebration. I keep wanting to say graduation, but a retirement celebration for your mom.
And so mom retired Wednesday after 42 years working as a radiation oncologist. I'm pretty excited for her.
And Declan was stealing phones again.
Yes.
Well, he wasn't stealing phones. Lauren was giving it to him.
Yeah, he had my phone for a while, though, and didn't do anything bad with it. He doesn't mess with mine anymore.
He was taking pictures of your dad's bald head up close.
Yeah, there were a lot of those and of his eyes.
Oh, yeah. This is a thorn that I have for you.
This isn't about me. This is your show. But it's okay. I mean, ahead. I can take it. I'm woman enough to take it. Give me your thorn.
It's not a real thorn. It's just that, like, your family actually will. You show
listen
them
sometimes.
Clips or they see it. And then, like, last night at the thing, I forgot what came up. Oh.
They said Jesus loves you.
Your aunt was
and I just
like,
want to clarify.
It's okay. Jesus does love you,
Dominique.
She was joking.
I would like to clarify. I never said Jesus does not love him.
Yeah.
And I never said
he wasn't
that, like,
my friend.
Because friendship is reciprocal. Like, no, you are a wonderful person. You do great
things
for people.
That's how I show my friendship.
But you don't care. Like, you are not a religious person. Like, you don't subscribe to any particular like ideological beliefs. You're a good person for the sake of being a good person.
I go to church
and Allah. I drag him sometimes, or Jesus.
It's not a drag.
Or
I like church.
Buddha. Like, all the gods would be super happy that he's a good person, like if he were in whatever religion. But you're not doing it for Jesus, so that's why I said Jesus is not your friend. And he does have friends.
Jesus
DeQuell
don't care.
Is his friend. I know Jesus doesn't care, and Jesus loves you, and his eye is on you. But I would not say you're friends. But he does have friends. He's such a friendly guy. He's great. I love him. Whooped.
I'm not saying I'm a friendly guy. I think that I probably come off as non-friendly to most people, which is fine. But like, I'm a good person, which is, I think, what I care about.
I realized in that segment last week, the clip of it that they did, that I'm looking this way a lot. And there's nothing, because I always think.
Great observation. Would you like to hear something funny?
What? I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it.
I know.
And
I know.
Also, no, that's not the funny part. Is Oscar came in here before the show. Was like, I'm gonna have to tell Ashley, and I was like, Don't tell her.
He tried to text me during the show last week, but after I had made sure my daughter was safe, because remember I was texting at the beginning of it, but after I made sure that Avery was safe, I was like, okay, stop. I can be so distracted by my phone.
I mean, sometimes you gotta address the camera.
But that's the thing. The camera's in front of me.
Yeah, it's for comedic purposes when I use it. But if you're talking to,
but I don't address the camera.
Yeah,
I address the empty space. I'm like, hi, out there. This is why I need.
Did you notice that
Kelly
Shannon
Ripa
came here before to start and turned all the screens off?
So I wouldn't look. But here's the thing, though. That's the thing. You would think I was looking to. There's
You're
a
still looking
back there.
At nobody. By
I know.
Way. Look
I know.
At the camera. Look
would,
at me.
You would think there was a screen over there that I was looking at, like, or a mirror just to see myself. And normally there is, but that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at someone like to be like, there's no one there. There eventually someone will see it that way. That's so weird. But anyway, Kelly Ripa has a live audience, so
she does.
I'm just saying,
we got to get you one.
We need to just have one person sit there.
Yeah, we'll have it. We'll see if Shannon can just sit here.
Thank
so you.
You can
bounce off of her. She can laugh at my jokes and make it more fun.
Yes, that would be so fun. And we've never had the guest. Remember you told me?
Oh, yeah.
You promised me.
Yeah, we'll get a guest.
He broke that promise.
I didn't break it. I didn't say we'll get a guest next week. I said we'll get a guest.
No, you said next week.
Oh, did I?
So last night we were at my mom's retirement thing, and we had, it was like a family style meal, like, you know, with a fixed price, and it included unlimited specialty cocktails that we chose. And so one was a basil gimlet, and I love gimlets, and I had a lot of them. I mean, not a lot, but I had some of them. And I was having a really animated concert on the way back in the car, and Dominique had none because he had to drive home and work. And so we're driving with the kids, and I have an Usher playlist on, and I am jamming. And I look over, and I see this man literally holding his ear close. Well, it was this ear, the ear that was like closest to me. And I was so offended. So that's a thorn. And I found myself getting quieter. And then I said, I shouldn't get quieter just because he don't like my singing.
It was a rose, if you ask me. There was a time when I would have said, I can't take this anymore. But now, instead, I just adjust. Put my finger in my ear. It's much better. I feel like that was the nicest thing I could have done. I didn't even realize you were offended by me being offended.
That's a really great lesson in like shifting your perspective and like thinking about things differently. But I actually have a different fix to it besides putting your ear, is that if you just sang two, I think you'd be less annoyed. And I know you know Usher songs because there was an episode with Charlie that I saw clips of a few weeks ago, and you had all these Usher lines. So I think you should just sing too.
I mean, Confessions, everybody knows. Yeah, Confessions.
So just sing with me.
But I don't really like singing.
So, and then also listening to Usher has me excited about summer because.
What's your favorite Usher song? Is it hard to pick one?
It's hard to pick one, but you know what I really like? I liked the original version of My Boo a lot, which I think on my Napster downloaded, that wasn't Napster, it was
LimeWire.
It was legally obtained, but it was never released. There was a Beyonce or Solange version. It said Solange, people said it was Beyonce. I like that one. But you know, I also like the Beyonce Love in the Club remix. It's just fun. But I actually really like, I think they call it Confessions Part One, even though it was the last confession, the one that was not originally on the album, and it's got Stevie Wonder in it. And Shine, I think it's on the harmonica.
Or I guess the politician?
No, Shine the rapper.
He became a politician.
Maybe I'm making this up. Oh, yeah, he did become in Belize. I might be making that up. But Stevie Wonder's definitely on it. But it's just so beautiful. Like, the harmonica playing is so beautiful. I'm actually going to fact check everything I'm saying right now. But, yeah, before the concert, I think it's really important that
I learned the Plies verse. Down with learning the Plies verse. I thought it was going to be, like, some overly gushy, like, love rap, which I'm not into. But,
you need to just generally sing a lot of songs. Like,
I can't. I'm not a good concert goer, I feel like. I've been to a few concerts and either I don't know the words or I don't get that into it to be like singing and rapping along. I don't think I'm a great concert.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking
attendee.
I'm going to a lot of concerts this summer because I'm like, I actually do like concerts. Like, and it's not something, growing up, my mom would take us to like concerts with her. I'm wearing a Luther tee today. It's not from the Luther concert I went to with my mom, but I have been to. It's one
you
of
went
my,
to a Luther concert.
I went to a Luther concert.
How old were you?
I was probably like middle school or something. I don't think, maybe high school. Okay, I don't know, but important. It was great, guys. It was amazing. And
Luther doesn't strike me as someone who puts on a good show.
I listened to on Apple, everyone or whatever music source, his Radio City. There's like a live recording of radio. And he's very entertaining. Yeah, I wish I could. But anyway, so I think about all the people like I wish. Actually, here's a question for you before I say this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/DF.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur. Barnstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or in a carry-on. And the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I was thinking about this myself. If you could like put together a concert of like three acts, dead or alive, you know how like people try to be intellectual and say like if you could have a dinner party with anyone, people answer
is that
like
intellectual.
I don't know. I think they think it is. Oh, like okay. Asking this question, I was like, I don't know. But what I care about is if I could go to any concert and I could have any three artists, dead or alive, there. Who would it be for you?
Well, since you framed it as like an intellectual question, I feel like it's like it's saying not something about me. And
no, just what? Who do you like? It's not.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like live shows. So I listen to mostly hip hop, and I feel like hip hop music doesn't make for a great live performance. Like rappers, at least.
I don't know. I'm going to a Drake concert, and I'm excited.
Yeah, the rappers I grew up on though are like not dancing, yeah, not pyrotechnics, and like all that sort of stuff. So like I guess that's not fair. Andre 3000, I'd love to see him. That's one person I haven't seen that I like to see perform live, but I don't
he
actually
could bring
know.
Out, is it, what does he play now? A flute?
Yeah, he's a fluter.
He could flautist.
Yeah, I like fluter better. He'd be fluting around
town.
He could
bring that out.
I don't know. I think I'd like that. I guess Stevie Wonder is pretty cool and super talented. That'd be cool. I think Michael Jackson's probably just got slap on top of slap and just a great dancer, great performer, but like all the rap concerts that I've gone to, I don't know. I don't remember. I saw The Roots live. That was cool, but it wasn't like exciting.
Oh, at Maryland, right?
No, that was at Essence Fest.
Oh, okay.
I saw Kanye at Maryland.
I know. Live. We were, and it was a tiny little concert. Him with John Legend playing behind him before his first album came out.
He still had on a backpack.
And he did. And it was before we were dating, and we were just both in that tiny little room together.
Before a lot of other things that would have made talking about Kanye a lot less fun. But I've seen Wayne live a couple times, and it's like he brings a little bit of rock star element, but it's not a great show. I don't know. I went to Drake with you in New
Drake
York.
And me. I forgot about that. Yeah. I'm going to see Drake again. I forgot I had seen him.
It wasn't that good. I mean, it was fine.
It was fun.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I would choose no one.
No one alive.
Yeah. Like I've heard Usher's show is great and we're going to see it. And I'm going to see Beyonce's tour and like I've seen all of her tours except for one right after I had a baby. I just couldn't muster the energy. Whatever she did in 2016. So I don't think I would choose them. Because this is like me cheating because I can do that. Janet Jackson's really good, but I've seen her before when I was little.
Michael?
So definitely Michael. I don't know if I could pick three. Prince.
Really?
Puts on a great show.
Yeah, I've heard he put on a great show, but you don't listen to a lot of Prince music.
I like Prince music.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's not who I would think of as no rappers.
Stevie Wonder would be up there.
You're copying me. Luther?
That's the thing. So I've seen Luther, but I think I would put him in again. Another one that Tina Turner put on a great show. So I'm at five now. I have a 2-day festival that I'm going to.
I'm good.
No, but I'm excited about Usher this summer. I'm seeing Beyonce this summer. I'm seeing Drake this summer. We saw Bruno Mars. I'm also excited. This is a rose for you. Our last trips, you planned fully.
Yeah.
And you even like planned. I told you I wanted to go to Vegas, but you like ordered everything without me having to do anything. But I've been planning our summer travel with our children. And I just did it. And I just booked them in camps yesterday. Anyone out there who has kids knows that, like, you're, see, I said anyone out there, and I'm looking out there, like, not at the camp. I want to look out there where I feel like they should be if they're my audience. Okay, well, this is strange to me still. Who has kids knows that, like, camp signups start coming out in January. And you have kids, but I don't even know if you know this because you never do the camp signups.
Yeah,
I don't. And it's ridiculous. Like, I don't plan my life that far in advance. Like,
yeah, that's the problem. But it's one of the things that I've had to adjust to.
This year we had a really good excuse, though, because we're getting work done on our house. And I was trying to time it up.
But we both know that that's an excuse.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, so I was trying to time up our travel with when the best time to be out of the house would be. And I didn't want to book camps till after I booked travel because, heavens forbid, and I've done this before, which is why I stopped booking camps in January, I would plan a trip and be like, I already paid for a week of camp. Oh no, I'm wasting my money. They don't give refunds. So now I like to know when we're traveling first, so then I can book camp around that. And so I finally figured out when we're traveling and book camps, like literally this week and last week. But the one I'm most excited about is we're going to go to Maui. And we used to, Dominique and I, when he was involved in the NFLPA, meetings used to be in Maui. We're staying at the same resort. Like, our itinerary will be doing the things that we used to do, taking the road to Hana and going on waterfalls and going to Lahaina for the delicious pizza that we've mentioned on here before, and taking pictures in front of the big, cool, like, that tree, yeah, you know, I'm on Lahaina. That. I'm going to make the kids retake every photo that I remember us ever taking there. First one was just us, like 20 years or 15 years later. And then one with the kids in it too. I'm so excited about that. So that's a rose.
That is a great reason to go to Hawaii. But your aversion to planning, and you said, I don't want to do camps until I know the travel schedule, as if there was someone else you were waiting on to pick travel schedule. You're the only person I know that, like, gets annoyed if someone gives you too much lead time on an event.
Oh my God,
or
I get
something.
So annoyed. It's like, how am I supposed to know what I'm doing in 2 months? Although sometimes it comes in handy. Like, actually, we're going to a birthday dinner that a friend invited us to 2 months out because it was like up in a different city. So we're trying to give people ample time to get there. And I was like, this is great. I can plan around this. I'm going to get there for when I, and then I had a friend invite me to one like a week out. And I was like, how does she expect me to be? But that's for like traveling away for something. I don't want to know trips. I plan trips months out. And then the problem when I do that though, is I'm like, oh, I need a Hawaii wardrobe. And I just keep buying more. And then by the time we get to Hawaii, I have like 10 days of Hawaiian clothes for a 5-day trip.
It's called self-control.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
It's amazing. It is. When you want to be.
I'm good at it in some areas of life. Not in picking out vacation clothes.
I mean, generally, you're like fairly organized in some places and then not at all in other places, which is confusing to me. Like, your closet is incredibly organized, both of them. But like, you get offended by me trying to organize the kitchen.
Do it.
I've done it a bunch of times and you never put the shit back where it's supposed to go. And
he
then I
organizes
just gave up.
This one closet, guys, and acts like doing the whole kitchen. Okay,
I've done the whole kitchen
you
before.
This, the forks go in the fork drawer. Like, it's not a...
Oh, no. Okay, so you'll abide by an organized kitchen? I'll do it. I've done it before, but then you never put stuff back. It ends up making me mad, so then I just stop doing it.
Like, what? You're talking about just the two drawers of kitchen utensils?
The entire kitchen. Everything in the kitchen.
What else?
All the bowls and the pots, you move them to different places.
No,
they don't go to the same place
all the time.
No, they aren't. No, they aren't.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, I can never find them where I look up because they're in different drawers. The ice cream scooper is never in the same spot.
Why should he organize the kitchen? Who uses the kitchen more? So why would it be your system of organization?
Oh,
that
I'm fine
should...
with your system of organization.
And I know exactly where stuff is in there.
But
sometimes I can't find the meat thermometer. Sometimes. But generally, I can.
I just would like it to be consistent. I don't care who it is.
How often do you
cook? Where it is. Enough. I mean, it's not even about cooking as much as about knowing where stuff is. I can't find a big bowl. I don't know where it is. Got
They're
too many
always
places.
Under the island.
Okay.
The big orange bowls. The big one with the... Like, it looks like the cereal bowl. It's turquoise and white on the inside with a handle for pouring stuff. That one's always in that skinny cap. They're always, the glass bowls are always where the glass bowls are.
Yep.
And anyway, when we get the kitchen redone, I'm getting just like bigger spaces. So like, it can be, because right now, like, stuff is kind of small, the cabinets and the drawers. So I'm getting like bigger drawers and spaces so that everything will kind of be in one place. So it'll be easier.
I don't know that'll make it easier.
I mean, it'll have dividers.
You got a hoarding spirit.
I do have a hoarding spirit. So the reason I finally was like, F this, I'm booking camps. So I've been working with like a designer on getting our kitchen redone for like a really long time. She's had the plans done, like the architect and the designer have had plans done for so long, but I kept pushing it up because I'm like, I only want to do it during the summer. Like our kitchen, like it's functional. Like I just want to update it. And so I ordered my appliances last summer and they were supposed to be guaranteed by September 20th. I just found out. So that's why like we were getting the work done this summer. The refrigerator and ice makers won't be ready now and freezer until December. And like this sounds so, I felt so bad being so annoyed by it. But like one, like having our kitchen during the school year, like we do homework there. I cook. It's like part of our routine and like keeps us.
It's holidays too.
And that's the main thing, the holidays. I love the holidays. I love hosting Thanksgiving. You know, as we get older, our family around us gets older. And so like, you know, I hate to be weird or morbid, but like I just want to have all those family memories with them because you never know. Like if someone won't be there next year. And so it's really important to me to host Thanksgiving and then to have dinner parties and stuff and invite our families over for dinner throughout like the holiday season, like into the new year. And so I'm really upset. And so like it seemed like I was just being so like, oh, I want a refrigerator. But it's like, no, I want to be able to use my kitchen during the holidays. And like the reason I didn't do this work last year is because the refrigerator wouldn't have.
This is, why, this is why I could never win an argument because.
No, that's true, though.
You're mad because you're not getting your refrigerator and you turned it into they are trying to destroy your family.
My last memories.
Yeah, your last memories with some of the people in my family. All because that these refrigerators backed up. That is masterful.
Like, so if anyone
watching
knows,
it from the outside is scary.
No,
on the other side of it is it's
but
not
he knows
as scary.
I'm telling the truth. You know, yeah. It's so important to me to gather our family. But know you know what important. I realize? We can have a hole in the refrigerator and get a temporary board in, and it doesn't have to be pretty, and I can still host the holidays. And that's what will be okay. I mean, I still wish, like, after my refrigerator was in. So if anyone knows where I can get some refrigerator column, the 30 inches I think I'm getting, that's what will fit in the cabinets we're getting built. Please let me know. Okay, I have one more rose before we go, and it's a big one. Guys, he liked a picture I post on Instagram.
I did.
Last night or this morning.
I did.
And generally, he's been doing better with Instagram. Eh. He posts a little bit. The thorn in that is anytime. So like he refuses to, and it seems so extra, like have a social media manager. But like that's like a real thing that some people who like should use social media for work, which he should have, especially somebody like him who's, no offense, but bad at using it. Like someone just to kind of give him ideas and like
not bad
guide
at
him.
Using it.
So I great. Try to help him manage his social media and not manage it, but I try to remind him to post things like, oh, look, post this picture. Oh, that picture was cute. Oh, post a clip from, you know, your show. So he listens lately and does. But what he insists on doing every time before he does it is in his stories posting our text thread. And it just makes me seem crazy. he's so effing annoying. So there's
know.
A rose there. There's a thorn.
Well, they're getting content. You want content, get your content. You want inside look.
Like, literally,
the thing about a social media manager is like, yeah, I probably do need one. But yeah, I feel like the value of having social media is that you get some sort of inside look. And a social media manager, my guess would be like posting like a bunch of generic ass posts both on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok or whatever. So
which is why I try to tell him stuff. Not that I could never post for you because I don't have like your sports knowledge, nor do I have like your exact humor, but I think I can kind of imitate it sometimes.
No, your stories are great. You have a great.
Well, I'm saying for you.
Yeah, but it don't have to be for me. It's be for whoever. I don't know.
Or no, just I'm not. Saying just like supply not, you with content, like I'll your
just,
content.
I'll just keep not doing it.
He's doing it now. That's
a
the
little
gross.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And I take him posting my, because it just looks like I'm like a stage mom or stage wife. Like, post this. Like, oh, look, here, you could say, because then he also doesn't know how to do, or he doesn't do any captions. So I'm like, and you could even have a caption that says something like this. And then he posts that and he's like, okay, now let me do after he shows that he's only doing it because I told him to. But I feel like it's like your insecurity around it. Like,
yeah,
it's
I think
like,
so.
Yeah, it's like I'm only doing this because my wife is making me do it.
It's a good way to put it out there because I don't feel like the type of person that is out here thirsty for attention, which is what it often feels like when you're posting things on social media. Like
he's really judgmental about it, guys. Do you hear that in his voice?
I'm not
thirsty for attention.
Y'all do. Yeah, that's what people.
I know. But
it's part of getting likes and whatever. It's part of getting attention. I mean, it does sound judgmental, and I'd be lying if I said it isn't partially judgmental, but like, fuck, I look like putting posting selfies of myself in front of a mirror in my outfit. Check out my fit. I've done it before, and it makes me uncomfortable. It's just like,
you have done that before?
I think before I did the Daily Show, I put up two pictures of two outfits. Yeah. And was like,
but they weren't on you. I think they were on a bed, weren't they?
No, they were on me. And I was like, hey, what do you guys think? What should I wear? And I was I'm still embarrassed by it. I was embarrassed then, and I'm still embarrassed by it.
I know,
today.
But you don't have to do that.
Okay. Well, I know I could do something else, but it all just is like, I don't know. It's part of, I recognize that it's a part of the world now, part of specifically the business that I'm in. It's a part of it, but I don't like it.
I'll say I love it. And like, I'm not in a business where I need to do this. I'm not in much of a business at all. It's okay. One day. I love it because like for me and you know, like now people take a million pictures and I like, so like, I know some people like cool kids now like post mostly in stories, not like on their feed, and stories are archived, but still like they're not as, you have to go back in your settings and stuff. It's like my family photo album. I think I like had Instagram and I was slow to it. Like I was like, no, this thing's silly. Just posting a bunch of pictures. I know. Imagine me saying that now. Because like probably, I don't know when it started, but I remember like my sister, like one time I was at Bethany, a beach I go to with my family. And my cousin, I think her phone like was broken or something. So she was like, you don't use Instagram. Let me put Instagram on your phone so I can like play with my account from your phone. I was like, I don't care. And I was like, oh my God, that's so pressing. But now I would totally do it. Like Avery, I'm putting my Instagram on your account because I need, if I like, for, let's say we're in Maui and I don't have my phone, I'll be like, Avery, give mommy your phone. It's like my family photo. Like ever since I first started in like 2013, I know sometimes I just want to reminisce and I can like go back and look at pictures. Cause like I have like Google photo backing up all my pictures, but that's like overwhelming. Cause that's like thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures and videos and stuff. And stuff I don't even want to see again. I'm like, I wish like it didn't save. I wish Google could smartly decide which pictures should be saved. Like the ones of me trying on outfits to send my sister a picture to be like, which one should I wear to this? I don't need those saved. I look crazy in those. But I just like to be able to go back and look. So that's why I love it for me. And for you, sure, obviously it'd be something very different. But
that's right. That's why you love it. It's only because to have a family archive of photos has nothing to do with all the other addictive properties of Instagram.
Oh, no.
You're immune to that. That's
I'm
why,
not.
That's
it's
why
fine.
You're on it all day. Is for
I'm not on Instagram all day. I'm not.
You know your phone keeps track.
Yeah, and it all doesn't right. say 24 hours. So you're wrong.
Well, it's like 3.
It might be more than that, but it's not 24.
Well, that's why you're good at Instagram and I'm not. I liked your thing because I saw it. I think the algorithm knows us so well.
That it knows he like, doesn't want to see me.
Don't show you no pictures of your wife. It feels weird, I think, is one of the things, too.
Whereas it's when like, he posts, it pops right up for me.
Because you like enough of my stuff, but I guess I don't. It just feels so weird. Silly to look at someone who I live with Instagram stories. Like, that ain't for me. That's for everybody else.
I look at my own Instagram stories and they came from my mind. There are memes about it where it's like, if you scroll it, I'm like, oh, that was fun. And Instagram stories expire after 24 hours. So, like, they're recent. I click my little bubble and I'm like, oh, when I sung that song to my phone last night, I sounded so good. I didn't sound good, but I really like when I sing. So,
do you have a favorite story or post of all time? And you know, I think I do appreciate that you don't mind, because I've like seen friends who like get upset if you get if they get posted in a picture that does not look great about them. You seem not to care, which like
shit.
I respect. I mean, because you also put up pictures where you look great, so like when there are pictures when you're the back of somebody else's picture not looking your best, or you'll even post pictures of yourself not looking your best, and it's all part of your brand. Approachable luxury. I don't know what it is. How do we title you? I remember
so
when I
annoying.
Met you, I feel like shabby chic was how I would describe your
that's
brand.
How you describe no that's how you describe my clothing. No, and it wasn't shabby, and this is
I know it wasn't it was, shabby
it was no that's not what you said. He called me, and I'm gonna use the correct term because it's not what he used. He used to say I was unhoused chic.
Oh, yeah, you was homeless chic.
That's so rude. I was very into free people back then,
yeah,
and things that looked like free people.
And
now, I still like some free people.
Now today, I would call your style approachable luxury, your brand.
You're so annoying.
I love you.
He makes so much fun of me. He's like, you can't look too nice when you post a picture.
That's how you do. You're like, I want to look good, but not too good. You may as well say this out loud. And if you put up something
I did not say that out loud.
I know I said never... you don't say this out loud, but I can imagine, because if there's a cute post, there's a not so cute post coming shortly after. Like, see guys, I'm just like you. I'm not super pretty and rich. I'm like you.
Who am I saying these things to?
I mean, your audience, whoever your followers are, you aren't communicating to them.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that's what's happening.
But most of my followers are my friends and my family.
You're still managing a brand, whether you want to accept it or not.
I will say I do things like, and it's not from like a Kim Kardashian place, like where I think I have stuff that's nice enough that someone would target me for it. But I'm like, I hate like when people post pictures just to show like their car, like
logos.
I'm going to show you my nails, but instead I'm going to show you my Mercedes sign or my Range Rover sign and my big rings and stuff. Like, so whenever I find myself like anytime I have a really great manicure, if I ever want to take a picture, I try to do it like this, which like does not work. Your fingers just look crazy. Or I use my other hand, or I turn my rings around. And I remember my mom used to turn her rings around when she'd be walking in certain neighborhoods. And every time I do it, I think about that. I
know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do like Declan and steal your phone and get on your social media and then line up all your Chanel purses and say, hanging out with my girl, Shanae, and put it up there, just like all of them.
And you'll know that that's not me.
I know, but you'll be so embarrassed. It'll make me so happy. I love you.
I love him too, guys.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Christina, Adi, Sarah, and the good people at Podville.
This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.